Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Ernie C, the Gaptooth Genius, and this is episode 136 of the STS Podcast. Make sure you follow the STS Podcast on X and Instagram at STS Podcast 661 and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Enjoy episode 136 of the STS Podcast.
Shoot that shit.
Don't worry. Shit. The shit. You'll get the shit. I believe this shit.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Ernie C, the Gaptooth Genius. And we're back. Long-awaited episode. It's been a very, very long time since we did a podcast, but I had to bring my guy, Wesley Davis III, the new Bakersfield High boys basketball head coach. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing good this morning. How about yourself?
Man, I'm honored to have you on, my guy. It's been a while since I dropped a pod, so I said, you know what, let me ask my guy, Wes. And about 5 years ago, we were on this podcast celebrating. Mm-hmm. And now 5 years later, we're celebrating again.
Absolutely.
Different reasons. It's all revolving around the game.
Absolutely.
Sir, how's it feel to be the new BHS boys basketball coach?
Oh, man, it's definitely an honor. Definitely great to get back in the game and just have an opportunity to work with young men again, using a game as a tool that I've enjoyed since I've been a young kid. So, yeah, it's amazing.
It's been about, 5 years now since you've been on the sideline?
Yeah, about 5 years.
That's crazy, right?
Time flies.
Man, time is flying by, brother. And I, it's very, very, how do I say this? It's bittersweet because I love you at the Hill. You know, I'm a Hill guy.
Yeah, for sure.
It was bittersweet, but man, I knew how happy you were. And
absolutely.
I knew you weren't going to just take anything. You had to, your heart had to be in it.
Absolutely.
To take another coaching job.
Absolutely.
As we both know now, I guess I couldn't say this 5 years ago, to build a program and to succeed is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And it was really, like I told you the other day, man, I didn't go to your press conference just to show face. I went because I'm generally like happy, man. Like,
oh, come on now.
You it was beautiful, dog.
Come on, man.
It was cool, man.
Come on, man. But hey, listen, we got to celebrate you. You know, you built the program. You know, we were in a discussion. I think you're one of the guys that's got more rings than anybody around here, man. So, you know, if you're around, that's a good thing for a program. Obviously, 100%. you served in some roles as an assistant, and we don't diminish what an assistant does, but you also took the opportunity and led your own ship, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
Congrats to you, man. So celebrate you, and you definitely are worthy of your flowers on the sidelines and how you handle things,
Thank
man.
Thank you, man. It's been a great ride.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about, you know, because my last day was yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's very sad, but very, very ready for the next journey, too, you know?
That's good.
But I wanted to talk about, why was the time perfect now? Why was the time right for this BHS boys job?
I think things just honestly really aligned themselves. You know, I didn't go out searching or anything. So, you know, I think kind of just as you live and you follow, you know, you allow God to lead your life. He's going to always present opportunities and different things. So, and you just kind of go with the flow at that time, you know, and, you know, you don't have to force anything.
Definitely.
I think we always even talk about that on the basketball court. Don't force things.
Definitely.
You know, let things just kind of organically and naturally happen. And when you do things the right way, it'll come to you, you know.
Was this the first time you seriously considered taking the job?
Mm-hmm.
This last 5 years?
Yeah, probably. This was not just this considered, but this was the only time.
It's the only time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, I've had other opportunities. People put other things out there, but that I didn't ever... I never pushed it forward or nothing like that.
And you know, like the last couple of years, I pushed like, yo, man. Come
yeah.
And I know you,
yeah.
Like, I was, that's why I was kind of, wasn't shocked, but I was surprised just because I was like, no, if he would have came back, he would have came back already. But
right.
Like you said, the timing was perfect,
you know?
And I think it was really, like I said, it was bittersweet. I'm really, I'm sad you're leaving the Hill. You know, just as a coworker, just having, there's nothing like working with your friends. But I know this is something that, you know, is what's best for you right now.
That's it.
And you're ready to build another journey. You've been around the game all your life. From what you've seen 2019, 2020, the last time you're on the sidelines, what's been the biggest difference of the game the last 5 years? The game has changed.
I mean, the game has changed, but it really hasn't. And I think if you look at all the great programs, all the programs, once again, going back to you, you look at other local programs, Bakersfield, I think South High was there, a couple other programs. But if you look really at all the section champions this year, you look at all the state champions this past year and from the last time I was in the game, if you're a championship team or one of those Final Four teams, you got standards, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So oftentimes people, I think it's kind of the easy way to be like, kids change, the game has changed, but championship teams and championship programs never change because they always got standards, definitely. Right? And non-negotiables, exactly. right? So that means every person that comes into that program, whether it's a new coach, a new assistant coach, new kids coming into the program, they're going to adapt to the standards mm-hmm. and the non-negotiables. Right. And then when you just follow the process, you're going to end up where you're supposed to be at.
Definitely.
Right. So definitely. To me, as I observe the game, it's not that. And I don't knock people. I think that even as coaches, we always have to be humble enough and be willing to be trained. Mm-hmm. And we have to be able to implement non-negotiables.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
and definitely. When you have non-negotiables and you have certain standards that need to be kept, then you're going to end up where you're supposed to be. And you're going to always have success.
Definitely. What are some of those non-negotiables for you as a head coach? I know we all have kind of different, same levels, but just different ways of putting it to our kids. What are some of your non-negotiables you set from day one of practice?
Yeah, well, for me, I think that one of the first things is it starts with off the court, right? Being accountable.
Definitely.
Right? Being a great person, being a great young man, or if you're coaching the young women, being a great young woman, mm-hmm. first of all, right? Mm-hmm. We often forget that we're not just athletes. Guys are student athletes first, mm-hmm. so there's two parts to that. So if I can be a great student, which means that I can get in class and I can do my work, I can get in class on time, I can stay off campus, stop ditching, and those things, right? Yeah. So that's where we start. That's the first thing, because yeah. we got to beg people to pull your grade up and things like that.
That's for the birds.
That's there you go.
That was not something I enjoyed at all. This whole time, what have you been doing?
Absolutely.
And I think that accountability is something that these kids really need to look at and just say, hey, I messed up.
That's right.
And sometimes a thank you goes a long way too. I've always told the kids that I don't look for anything else but just a thank you sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
And it does start off the court. I think as a coach, my biggest thing off the court was being on time
mm-hmm.
and not being late to class, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. tardies. That's mm-hmm. to practice or to class. Like yep. that's the first thing you got
to
do.
You have to.
And I think that's something that a lot of coaches need to really remember that they are student athletes. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want anybody late to my practice. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I'm mm-hmm. sure like it is the same standards, but it's just different ways, I guess, of passing them by to the kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like we want, obviously we want really good talented players, right?
100%, yes.
But also want really good talented people. Mm-hmm. And then once you get those people and then them as their players, your job is to develop that.
Yes, definitely.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, the student, he might be a C-plus student, but how do I develop you into being a B-plus student, mm-hmm. right? And then that helps me on the court, because if you were just a good driver, a good slasher, now we can increase and improve your game because you have the work ethic
definitely
to be willing to do those things, right? So I think it all kind of goes hand in hand. So that's where we start at first, but it also starts with us, me being at work every day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
I teach. Yes. Make sure I'm showing up on time.
Yes. Congratulations on that as well. Well, thank you. Bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
That's manifestation. Right, come on. 100% manifestation.
Come on now. Absolutely.
I think it's really important. First day I walked in was just a structure. Mm-hmm. The kids who need the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't want the structure, but they don't know that they need it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? That mm-hmm. was my... I think if there's anything to the key to success, just having that structure. Like you said, the standards are so important because... These aren't, you got to do this or you won't survive in the program, or you're going to make it hard for your teammates, because if you mess up, we all run in.
And look, it's not just that you're not going to survive in the program. We both know this as men now. Mm-hmm. You're not going to survive in this world.
1,000%.
Right. Yes, and this world is not going to give you multiple opportunities.
No, they're not.
Right. You keep missing work. Yes, right? You're going to get a call from your supervisor. Hey, you going to come on in, Wes? Let's talk a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right? The first one might be a write-up.
Which how is can the, I help you get how, to work?
How can I help you? Yes, exactly. Right? Now, a week or two later, that ain't going to be how can I help you. It's going to be, you know, there you got a lot of potential.
Yes.
But, you know, we got to go another direction at this 100%. Time. Right? So if these guys aren't learning, and us as high school coaches and youth, other youth coaches, if we're not given these life skills, mm-hmm. right, then we're failing the kids, to put it bluntly.
100%. No, 1,000%.
Yeah.
There was a couple of times where I had to, how can I help you? What can I do to get you to practice on time? What mm-hmm. can I do to get you to class on time? Mm-hmm. Do I have to walk around and babysit mm-hmm. you? Like, mm-hmm. there is times when I was like, man, I learned that. I think the last 2 years I really learned about being understanding, though. Not to make excuses Ooh. For people, but being understanding of other situations, because...
True story.
There is sometimes... I heard this somewhere. I forgot who told me, but the kids' time is not really their time. They have That's other right. factors. They have parents who
That's right.
don't have the transportation. They have parents who don't have, who have multiple kids going to different schools.
That's right.
So this their time is not really the kids. Like us, we could go wherever we want, when we want. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there at 2:30. We say 2:30. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in practice. Mm-hmm. There are some kids who just don't have control of their time. And I think as a, you know, that's one thing I really learned as a head coach was, you got to be understanding of that.
But they do and they don't.
100%.
And here's what I mean. We work at the same spot right now, right? Mm-hmm. I know that, okay, hey, man, if I'm having car issues or something, or if me and the wife are down to one car, listen, I got to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. Hey, okay, hey, man, let me call my boy. Hey, Ernie, can you pick me up for work?
Yep, 100%.
Right? So I think even with young people, we even though, like you said, first of all, we do have to be understanding.
Understanding, yes.
But we have to have those critical thinking skills.
Yes.
Right? Where, okay, let's plan ahead now. Okay, I know mom got to take the other babies. Mm-hmm. And let me call my coach, or let me call a teammate. And those are some of the things we even talk about in practice. Like, for me, now, I'm not accepting that as an excuse.
Yeah,
you know, man, I didn't have a ride. Well, listen, you knew beforehand you had a ride. I mean, the way communication is expanded now through yes. text messaging, you can use of social media.
Yes.
You can reach out to somebody.
It's not hard to get a hold of us. That's the thing I used to harp on. Like, but you could at least hit us and say, hey, I want to be a little bit late.
There you go.
Just to save yourself.
There you go.
I don't want you to be running and make everybody else run.
There you go. And, you know, and those are things that, like I said, young people got to work on, because you're going to get in this real world, whether it's you move forward as a professional athlete Definitely. Or you move forward just as a professional in some sector of life.
Just a productive citizen.
A productive citizen.
I would preach that a lot. Just I know, I said, the structure is going to be difficult at times, but mm-hmm. if you can survive this program,
there you go.
Past this high school life,
there
you're
you
going
to
do great things, because everything is just commitment.
There you go.
And just showing up half the time.
There you go. There
and
you
that's
go.
Kind of something I'm going to always miss, you know, just kind of preaching that, but I still know I can make an impact off the court.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of, I kind of come to terms with that. With yourself, let's talk about your staff. Who are you going to have surrounding you? Because I know, again, as a head coach, it's about who you surround yourself with. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So who do you have coming with you to BHS?
Yeah, so no, that's an interesting point, because even though I might just be considered on paper like the head coach, it's never just me.
100%.
Right? I always preach, we is greater than me.
Yes,
sir. Right? So it truthfully, you recently engaged. Mm-hmm. It begins at home. So, you know, Definitely. Starting off, my wife is the number one on the team, right? Giving me that ability to be able to kind of move and wiggle. Then, so she's automatically on the staff. My daughter, they're automatically on the staff, because yes. that's a sacrifice. You need your household to be 1,000% behind what's going on. We know these sports take a long time. Then bringing on great men, you know, Coach Stansel, mm-hmm. Coach Wesley, Coach Jonah, we're going to handle the varsity. Then we got Coach Austin Contreras mm-hmm. there. He's going to lead up the JV team.
Definitely.
Then we got Coach Jones, Coach Walt, and both brothers, Coach Womack brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're going to kind of still be kind of adding pieces in there of people. And we like to move with always having an open door policy for some people to come in and give wisdom or gems to the young people. So, we're excited about that.
What have you learned from your previous time, your previous stint as a head coach to mm-hmm. now? Because I know I'm just 2 days out, and I'm mm-hmm. like, man, I know I could, when I ever get back in the game, how many years from now, I know I want to do that better.
Yeah.
What have you looked back on with 5 years now and say, man, if I want to do this a little bit better, or I'm going to grow from this, or I'm going to, you know, maybe I thought I was doing the right thing, but now I look back, I'm going to switch this up a little bit.
You know, the organizational side of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think people, we just see, like, you just coaching on the court. So the organizational side of it, I really want to really be tight there in terms of our scheduling, our fundraising, kind of really having those things dialed in. But at the same time, allowing the assistant coaches to be able to grow within themselves. Definitely. And have a voice. Right. I want us to be able to have conversations about what we're seeing with the game plan. I don't want it just looking at me. I want the people around me to be able to know that they have a voice in what they're doing. Definitely. So I want to really work on empowering them. Mm-hmm. To be the best versions of themselves. You know, I think one of the most important things I'm looking at now is we talk about people's coaching tree.
Yes.
You know, I want to start seeing guys branch off.
Yes.
Right. Because if we doing it right, then if you come from my tree, then I know that we got great people out there.
Yes.
You know, and I think the more we can saturate and populate the school districts with great coaches, the better programs we gonna have.
I always prided myself on being from your coaching tree. I feel like I'm from your coaching tree, Dom's coaching tree, that coaching staff from that 16 to 19.
Yeah, for, like, sure.
That's something I always wanted to do that for my coaches.
Yep.
Which is why with this postseason run we just went on, which was magnificent, history making. I made sure I called all my assistant coaches.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. Get the phone call from the varsity coach.
Yeah.
He wants me there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I called all of them and said, hey, I want you to come on this run with us.
Yeah.
Be in practice every day.
Yeah.
If you can, because I know we practice all day. We practice every day almost.
Yep.
When you can, I need you in the gym, but I want you on that bus with us.
That's
traveling.
Right. That's right.
And if you got anything to say, just let me know, because I want to take that. And we just need more sets of eyes right now.
That's it.
And I think just showing them, maybe, I know it wasn't perfect, but to show them what a decent program was.
Yeah.
This is what it is. I want you to come on this ride, because.
Yeah.
I was talking, you know, I had, you know, Jada Hurd, and she spoke to the girls, and she, you know, when she was playing at Foothill, it wasn't, I guess, if we talk about wins and losses, was it successful, right? I'm sure she gained a lot of knowledge. You know, it's more than wins.
Mm-hmm.
But as a basketball player, we play to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better.
And it was nice to hear that she kind of got, how do I say this? From her being around the program with the girls, it's kind of like, man, that was, she felt like she was really a part of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, it rejuvenated. I love for her. Now she's like, man, I feel like I won now.
There you go.
And it was like, that was a feeling that she didn't really get, because there wasn't really any playoff runs in that squad. That's no knock, but that's just facts. We can't change facts, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it was nice to see that as an assistant coach, she's been a part of the program. She's been with the girls. I didn't realize that she played with some of our girls either.
Yeah.
So it was nice for her to see, like, the manifestation and just the growth of, like, the Fuentes and the Montoyas and the Majis. She played with these girls, and now she's seeing them. This is the tip top, you know? And it was cool to see, you know, Irv has a basketball mind. Jaquil has a basketball mind. With DJ Selby, Donez, like, Britt. Britt's a first-year coach for us, so she did great, you know?
Yeah.
It's family. I learned that from you, too. We got to surround ourselves by family. Mm-hmm. You got to trust your staff.
You better trust
your
staff.
And I'm not a big guy on bringing random people on.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been that guy. I'm a paranoid guy anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I need to bring people I can trust.
Yep.
And who going to really tell me, yo, Earn, this ain't the one. This ain't the move. You know what I mean? So it was nice to bring the staff on this postseason run, for they kind of see, again, when they get their shot at their own program, yo, I hope you call your assistant to say, yo, let's go on this run.
That's it.
And just, I knew that was special, you know?
Yeah. Now, y'all did something special. I think you guys get to go get honored tonight.
Yeah, man.
Right? That's a cool thing, man, when you go over there.
I wish I didn't have a gig tonight. Oh. But I won't be able to make them. We on live. We don't care. I'm fixing that real fast. We are a mom and pop podcast, so we're going to get this real fast. I can't get this out of here, man. Good Lord. Let me see real fast. Let me see. How about that?
That's it. We're back rolling.
We're cool. We a mom and pop podcast. It's been a while.
That's cool. You guys get to go over there and get acknowledged at the Hall of Fame dinner tonight.
We are getting acknowledged at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice. It's a nice gesture towards the girls. The girls' basketball has never been acknowledged like this, and the girls deserve it. I've always said the girls worked hard. I was a conductor, you know what I mean?
There you go.
I just put people in the right places. Like,
I cannot say I'm the biggest X's and O's guy, but
yeah, yeah.
You know, winners win, and I just knew that if we put the work and the commitment, and just every day we chipped at it, man.
That's good, man. How many rings you got?
See what, three valleys, one
state?
What? Yeah, man, three valleys, one state.
Listen, you got to have one of them things back here that clap and applaud that, bro.
But you know, I always sound very, very humble because I know how lucky I am. You know,
yeah.
I'll never forget, we walked into...
Well, listen, I'm going to say it like this, man. We always want to take the humble approach. And yeah. It's okay to be humble, but to celebrate, man. So go ahead and embrace your, you know, you don't gotta diminish it, man. You worked hard.
It was a village, though, you know. Like I said, we all worked for the kids.
There you go.
I think one thing that we all have in common was the girl. We wanted the best for our girls.
There you go.
Honestly, okay, maybe it's my humble brag. We should have been in Valley 2 years in a row.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Speak on it.
We, as a head coach, I made mistakes that first year in that last game.
There you go.
And I wish I had the balls to make the moves that I should have made.
There you go.
Was second guessing myself during the game.
Yeah.
I should have just went with what my gut
said. But that's the growth as a coach, though. 100%. I think every coach, you don't just instantly just win the championship.
No.
So I'm going to tell you that, you know, my most heartbreaking loss as a head coach is when we lost to Kerman. Right. And you learn it. You learn, like, and you go back and you look at the film and you're like, oh, that was on me, right? But then you come back and you're blessed to be back in that same situation. Yes. And then things happen the way it's supposed to happen. Because even that team, Kerman, they had a heartbreak the year before.
Yes. They were in the same position.
That's just part of it. There's such a level of maturation that you got to have to be able to handle business that first year.
Definitely.
I mean, but every you look at every champion in this world.
Yes.
They had to crawl and claw through something, man.
Definitely.
You know, so I listen, tip your hat, man. And listen, with y'all is women's basketball, though. Seeing where women's basketball is going, man, the popularity behind it and how many girls want to play, young ladies want to play. It's very competitive out there.
Yes, it is. It's nice to see. We just seen the Iowa-LSU game.
Mm-hmm.
That's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the men's game, how much those tickets are going for. They're trying. They're begging people to come in the door.
Handing them out, huh?
Yeah, man. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. I think that's one thing that we always... It wasn't something we always stated, but I hope the coaches know. I know they're watching this. They have to remember what impact we made, not just on campus, but on the girls' game.
That's right. That's
across
right.
the field. And again, once we started doing the social media stuff, you've seen everybody else started stepping up to social media.
Yeah.
Game. That's one thing I would take a lot of, I guess, recognition for.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for the pro. I did it to step up the girls' game.
That's it.
The girls' game needed just as much content, fire promo, just like the boys, because in town, the boys, there's a lot of good promo for the boys.
Well, so I heard you might be the content creator over there for us, man.
I told you, I'll help you guys out. I said, I just can't. I think I got to get away from the game a little bit. Just because I could continue doing stuff like this.
There you go.
And, you know, investing in the businesses.
Yes,
I'm a businessman, you know what I mean? And I took a lot of pride in that, too.
Now, this would be good for you, man, to be able to kind of get on. And there's other ways to impact the game.
100%.
Get on, have different coaches come on and talk with you. So I'm glad you back moving around, getting your podcast back going, man. Definitely, we needed it, man.
I was never going to just sit here and just... mope about, oh, I'm not going to coach them. That's not my style, man.
That's right.
But like I said, I want to take some credit because I think I elevated that girl content to the next level. Because if you seen when we first walked in here 2 years ago, they weren't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got known for. Mm-hmm. Man, that Foothill page got some fire ass content.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always tell the girls, if we do not produce, we're not doing this shit no more. We can't.
You talk about the pressure they put on you.
We can't be 5-17 with some fire ass promo. Like, that's just that's not the world I'm coming from.
No.
Because I know you wouldn't allow that.
I know
any other program wouldn't allow that.
Absolutely
so
not.
That's kind of something I
But
really
you can spin
do.
It this way. If you ain't going to be the best on the floor, you got to be best somewhere.
You know, we want to win, though.
Yeah, you do.
I always told the players and coaches, like, we hear so much. There's no way we don't put winning first.
That's right. And like I told you, though, you know, when you're doing things the right way, the end result will happen. So, you 100%. Know, a lot of times the end result is you're going to win, you know, and it's all good.
So we did that to elevate the girls' game. I think the girls' game has been elevated.
Good.
And, again, man, I want to miss the game, though, bro.
Yeah, I know you will.
We know Friday, I guess we're talking about now. Yesterday's my last day, and But you know what? I always wanted to go out my way.
There you go.
And I kind of, you know, kind of, I did with everything I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I always told myself, too, if I ever win a Valley, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to end up on top. I just mm-hmm. kind of, I've always, I'm a goal-oriented person, as if I do this, I cross off the list, it's on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And that's something I always preach to my players, like, you can't be content.
Yeah.
And you got to keep going. We could just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we got to go on. That's kind of what, man, like I told you yesterday, the climb to on top of the mountain is the fun part.
Yeah.
And then when you get to that mountain, it's like, oh shit, we're just standing on a mountain. We've done this before. You know what I mean? Like, this is fun.
Yeah.
It's good to be celebrated.
Yeah.
But it's just like, okay, what's next? You know? And
yeah. Am I supposed to be hearing you through here?
You can. Are you not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. But you know, like you say though, even in, I think if when you kind of just transition your mind and understand, so you know, you got your varsity team who's definitely at the mountaintop, right?
Definitely.
But what happens is your JV team and your frost soft team become hungry.
Definitely.
So therefore, every junior journey to me becomes a little different.
Definitely,
right?
Because yes.
They want to be up there, right?
Yes,
you know, you want your role to grow. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think that's you know, it's. I'm looking forward to it with these guys over here, man. You 100%. Know, and like I said, man, I'm glad y'all did it.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're leaving some good girls behind.
Yes, we are, man. But you know what? I think if all goes well, the continuity will be there, and it's not the end of Foothill High women's basketball.
That's good.
One thing I wanted to make sure too that I still wanted to drown. You know, and I don't think it's gonna drown. But
good.
We got good people, and that means a lot to me. You know.
Good.
What are you looking forward to? What challenges are you looking forward to this year? That again, you're mature from your last run, your first year, you say at the Hill, now with BHS.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be a challenge that you now you kind of see it as an older, wiser coach
mm-hmm.
that you see that you go, like, oh, we could figure that out a different way.
Just navigating through, you know, because I'm learning more now that it's like some base division stuff and those things. But you know, like I said, honestly, I'm honestly not worried about none of those things though right now.
Yeah.
If we do things the right way, we gonna land where we supposed to land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just about just the work part of it. So we've been working the last weekend, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, for me, hey, listen, things gonna happen the way it's supposed to happen because we gonna work. So we know where we want to end up when we work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got our goals on where we headed to, and we gonna hit them, you know.
I knew, like, when I was coming, I had a couple players that I knew about,
mm-hmm.
and I always tell, they don't believe, but I knew I was getting the Fuentes's and the Montoyas and the
mm-hmm,
Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you looking forward to coaching on that court right now on your team currently?
The team was real young last year,
okay.
So I'm excited about all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our guys were sophomores last year.
Beautiful.
You know, so that's kind of where I seen the, like, they took some lumps. So, you know, I'm going to really just stay quiet on it because I'm going to just let the work show it.
100%.
That's it. You know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have talked about, man, BHS is down. And I'm just like, that's okay. You know, I know what I seen on film. I know what I seen when I've had opportunities to see them live.
Yeah.
You know, I think they were just young.
Oh yeah.
That was it.
And that's a beautiful thing to have a young team though.
Like, very.
They're battle ready. Now it's got to have some, you know, it's got to tweak them a little bit to your style of play.
That's it.
And they'll have success.
Listen, we're going to be great, man. I'm going to tell you, I'm just excited about that. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I just know where we going.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I know where we'll be at, you know. So, we grinding, man.
How is it working for Ryan Gabbett?
Oh, it's awesome, man. That's a big piece on why I went over there.
Yes, sir.
You know, he's an amazing guy, amazing leader, amazing mentor on terms of just guiding us all. So looking forward to that.
I think, like, you know, when he hired me, I knew at Highland one time, and I told him this story a long time ago. It was a Highland versus Foothill football game.
Yeah.
And I seen him roaming the sidelines, and he was locked in, like, he gave a damn about this game.
Yeah.
And some principals just go to show up. They have
to
be there.
Sometimes
they just show up. And, you know, But he was locked in. I remember I told myself when I was at the land, I want to work for that guy one day.
Yeah.
And he just has that aura to be like, man, I know he'll have my back. And
that's it.
I just wanted to, I got 2 years, thank God, one
and
a half years.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just him being a leader.
That's it.
And I think we're only as strong as our leader. And it's really, I'm really, man, I miss the guy. And it was nice to have him just guiding me. And I knew that he had my back 100%.
Oh, yeah,
he'll
yeah.
come to practices, talk to the girls.
Yeah,
those monumental practices, you know, first day.
Yeah.
First day of league, first day of before playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, for just sure.
Just so he could show that support, like, hey, I see what y'all doing.
That's it.
And I respect what y'all doing.
That's it, man. So, no, that's what I'm excited about, working once again, partner up with Ryan, but also our AD, Miss Tammy, over there. So it's all a great system. You know, if I could fast forward to get us to the season next year already, we would. Yeah, but, you know, we're going to, like I said, slow and steady, baby.
You ready for the grind?
Absolutely. We back already grinding.
I know. I was like, man, this is scheduled. This is
going to
be crazy.
Yeah, man. So it's all good.
It's crazy how I told you, too, like, the hire alone put BHS on everybody's mind. Mm. And that's big time, Wes. Like, I know you probably see it from a different perspective, but just as a fan of local basketball, it's like everybody talking about BHS. And it's crazy what a hire could do, because that just shows what the resume you have. And this is something we have to talk about. My bad, man. Your resume, you're a state champion. You know, and there's no ins and outs about that, too. The resume does not lie. So when they hired you, it's like, oh, they really want to change the culture. They want to be winners.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Is there any pressure with that?
No, not at all. Like I said, we live by a certain standard. And so when you live by that certain standard, man, we already know the results are going to come with it, right? Definitely. I mean, you want some pressure. You want some expectations in this world. Mm-hmm. If you're not, then you got to reevaluate what you're doing. So, you know, we ready, man.
I can't wait, dude.
We ready, baby.
I think I know it's going to be a great season for you. And I told you I'll definitely pop in.
I already know you will.
I know you will.
Come on now.
I told Dreena the other day, man, Wes told me the practice schedule. And she asked me, she's like, you gonna go see it? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go check it out. Like,
yeah,
I'm a basketball guy.
That's
like,
it.
I'm out the game, but it's like I still want to go support and see what's going on.
Come on, you got to. Like,
that's how this journey started in the first place.
That's it,
you know,
man.
What I mean? And I appreciate that too, bro. Like, now I've grown a lot the last 2 years, and I've seen how the seed was planted 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be possible without you and Dom saying, "Yo, just come and help us out a little bit." You know.
That's it. That's it.
And it's I really appreciate that.
Nah, man, it's all good, man.
I don't even know how to say it. I hope I made y'all proud too, because
oh, come on, man.
Y'all put me on as a coach.
Come on now, you know I'm definitely proud of you. 1,000% proud of you, bro.
And in the back of my mind, I always like, man, I'll say it, I hope they proud of me, because fuck, I worked hard, bro.
Hey, you hearing it now, man?
I know, dog.
Come on now.
I'm from your coaching tree.
Come on, man.
It's kind of like, I don't know, like Rick Carlisle coming from, like, you know, he came from Larry Bird's coaching tree. It's kind of like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to kind of, hey, I see you.
That's
it. Do your thing. That was always kind of the back of my mind.
Come on now. You know I came into your class a couple times and told you, hey, man, you get that, whoop, you know? So, come on now.
And I do. Hey, I hope you know. I took everything you said.
I'm already knowing.
I took everything everybody said.
I'm already knowing,
there
man.
There was something that was so damn stubborn, though.
Listen, that comes with it.
Yeah, man.
That comes with it, man.
It's, you know, when you're riding your boat.
That's
like,
it.
Man, I want to just see where this boat could go, you know?
Man, you got it, man. And you did it. Definitely proud of you, bro. More proud of you on the business ventures you're taking and really getting this podcast back jumping. That's
Amen.
A good look.
And I'm happy that you came on and gave me the exclusive.
Oh, man.
I know,
man,
everybody's hearing.
Hey, well, you've been chasing me down, man. And I've been, you know, so, yeah. So this guy is persistent, man.
I told you at the press conference,
because I was kind of done on doing, like, these things, like,
yeah, the promo.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, nah, man, we got a lot of work to do.
Yes,
you know, but nah, it's all good.
So take your time out and talk about your new journey.
Yeah,
I'm really interested, and hopefully, you know, we come back soon, and
we will for sure.
That another run, a state title run. I'll have you on, and
we're gonna do that.
I appreciate you always giving me the exclusive.
My man,
Weston Davis III, new BHS boys basketball coach.
Much love, yes, sir.